wireless. Is that money I'm founding? Yeah, you got my heart pounding. You a hot boy, drive a drop boy, with a lot boy, and you told a Glock boy. Give me no reason, I know that you're treating. These diamonds I'm needing, make me believe it. I want a lot boy, with a hot boy. Fun toy, and you
right, been a pleasure hanging out with you guys for an hour. This is WMFO, DJ Adjunct. See you in 2 weeks.
Come and satisfy me. I'll be loving you like endlessly.
Every day, all day.
Hot boy, baby, you got what I want. Won't you really come and satisfy me? I'll be loving you like endlessly.
Where the Lexus Jeeps and the Benz Jeeps and the Lincoln Jeeps and the Bentleys and the Jaguars and the fly cars.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Where you at?
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Where your Lexus Jeeps and the Benz Jeeps and the Lincoln Jeeps and the Bentleys and the Jaguars and the fly cars.
Ooh,
where you at?
And where Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Looks like you're mic four, so I'm going to get you there.
Hello.
There we go. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Okay.
That might be my fault.
Okay. I'm going to try the other mic to see if that works.
Hello. If you can hear me in your ear, then hello. Hello.
Oh, wait. I think I see the things going up. I think we're good. Well, this is the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. Ooh, got it in on time and everything.
Nice.
What we ended in on was the Night Tempo remix of Takeuchi Maria's Plastic Love.
A just classic.
It, you know what? Actually, believe it or not, let's see. Let's make sure y'all are up. Let's see. Actually, it's kind of a classic in the sense that it is based on a 1986 Japanese pop hit.
Ooh.
Yes.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. We came in with some... We're really going on a trend right now with some future funk these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, starting out.
Well, I love me some funk.
Yeah, this is future funk.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future has in store for the genre.
80s Japanese music.
Wow.
Put with a pop.
I wouldn't have expected that, actually, but I'm excited.
There you go. Also, why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is DJ Pending. I've been here the last 2 weeks, and I don't have to be here tonight, but somehow I'm here, which is nice. It's good to be here.
Extra credit?
Yeah. Do I get extra credit for this?
Probably not.
If you leave, I can count as subbing, right?
Is it a full hour?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, no.
But I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I'll be having my own show soon. It's going to be at a horrible hour that none of you are going to be awake for. But that's okay.
What's it going to be called? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I'll promote it. All right. Now, I don't know what it is yet, which makes promotion kind of hard.
Yeah.
But the show is Probably Birds, and it is the only radio show that might be about birds. Intrigued? Tune in at... to find out more.
I actually don't even know. We haven't actually scheduled yet. We're getting you guys to make sure you can actually get inside the station,
yeah.
But we have not actually, assigned you times
just
yet.
We haven't looked down at all the people who want times and said, all right, here's who sticks and who goes. Sticks.
Yeah. We'll debut them on Sunday.
Oh.
So any WMFO fans who are looking to see new people in the mix, well, you'll see the new times come up soon.
So be on the lookout for Probably Birds, starring yours truly, DJ Pending.
Yeah. Also, if you have any questions for either of us, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Tell us about your night. Ask DJ Pending about his new show.
Feel free.
And send in song requests. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some music coming up next, and hope you guys enjoy.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. I like that. Let's see. Is this not?
Uh-oh. Something's
That's
not
weird.
Working, which means I have to fill airtime.
Woo!
So, I was walking earlier today. Let me tell you. You know, I have like real stories that I like to tell, but whenever I have to tell them, nope. Oh.
We got it. We'll be right back.
are left over. Losers left over. Kings are left over. Do you left over?
Enjoyed this last core of songs. Wait, let me turn you on. There we go.
Hello.
There's DJ Pending.
Good to be here.
Okay, perfect. Gonna turn this. There we go.
So,
I'll pause.
So Tolstoy, that was electro trash you were telling me.
Yes. Okay, so our first thing was Sumire Uesaka's Pop Team Epic. It's the opening to the one of the new animes this season, Pop Team Epic.
Oh,
a slightly absurd and surreal comedy, which really has grown on me over the past month.
Like a tumor.
Sort of.
Like a fungus.
Fungus is good, actually. Fungi are really cute,
Becca,
though.
I mean, no, I love me some mushrooms, but I prefer them on my plate rather than on my body. Is my
right.
official position. If your position differs, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Yeah, maybe I'll force DJ Pending to answer the phone to show he knows what he's doing.
I don't. Just a spoiler there. So if you call in, don't expect to
no,
respond.
Do it then. Do it. We'll go through it together again.
Thanks for... Oh, DJ Tolstoy. I almost slipped.
Yeah. But this is... But I can't stop listening to the opening. And so I put the show on hiatus so I... Like, I love the opening sequence so much, I don't want to be tired of it by the time I get back to the show. But either way, the next song was The Boomzers with WTF, the Hazer remix.
Mm-hmm.
And
lots of fun.
Lots of fun. It's, okay, so as DJ Pending was talking about before, it falls under a genre called electro trash,
mm-hmm.
which is a subset of electronic music that hopes to be as dissonant and loud as possible. Would you say it does a good job of doing these
yeah,
things?
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty dissonant and loud, and I genuinely hope that we made some listeners uncomfortable with them as they experience that.
Yeah, I feel like, as I was telling DJ Pending, I feel like I just want to, like, when I listen to it, I just, like, want to punch stuff.
Mm-hmm. It made me a bit scared, actually, right, just standing next to her in the station. I mean, I didn't want to say it, because I was scared, but I was scared.
Were you?
I was kind of scoping out the window exits and stuff like that, but they all I mean,
we are on the third floor.
Yeah, I mean, I had to kind of say, you know, DJ Tolstoy or window, and I chose to stay. And
yeah,
we'll see how that pans out for me, really.
I mean, this is the only, like, the rest of it's pretty good, just rock music that doesn't really feel too punchy.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I think we're both good.
Okay.
Well, we should probably, yeah, we have to limit these things to as little as possible for the both of our sakes.
That's comforting. I feel safer now. Good.
Very good. But anyway, so we got some more music coming down the line. We got some, we actually got some Australian artists coming up next.
Oh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You'll know at least one of them.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to know something.
There you go. I knew you were coming, and I was debating on doing one artist, but I figured that it would be too much for your first official visit, not from training, pull out.
So cryptic. Okay, wow.
But one I know you do know. So hope you guys enjoy out there. Remember, you can call in, all that jazz, and we're going to start some music.
Should come as no surprise, and I wanna let her know what a pussy he is. Yeah, I wanna let her know that I bench what he is, but I won't, 'cause I heard him say something and I can't seem to forget it, and I want him to regret it. So I tell you something, sister, I'm feeling mighty fine. You tell that little faggot, call me faggot one more time. Where I'm from, little darling, a king, it ain't a crime. When you see his face tomorrow, gonna wish that you were mine. Darling, I want you to know that I heard what he said, and that's okay. I'm pretty cooked, but my shit is far from dead. Well, I saw you last week, and you looked real nice outside the super club. I was behind Fluffy Dice, and I know that we only just met, but I think this is real, and I want you to feel it. So tell me something, baby, tell me I ain't fine. I feel like Marlon Brando circa 1999. I'm on my little darling, these bangers give me shine. You see me out here dancing, bet you wish that you were mine. And I know your friends are gonna talk about me, saying I'm the one to blame. But that bloke should've kept quiet, baby, why he go and speak my name? I guess I just want you to be with me. I want you to say that my hair looks nice and my face has a Beckham-like quality. And I know that I blew it, and I know it ain't right to be calling men faggots and to be starting fights. But I can't stop, I'm a dam overflowing, I'm a river run wild, and I guess it's about that. Fine.
right. Well, oh, wait. Then there's mic four going on. Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Well, we came in first with Marlon Brando by Alex Cameron from his newest album, Forced Witness. Did it work? Yes. My computer's now charging. Again, this album is like, I can't stop listening to it. It's like...
It's a real problem.
This is a real problem. I need to go to rehabilitation over how much Alex Cameron I've been listening to.
And I'm bringing her just after this show.
Yeah, I can't stop dancing like him, too. Have you ever seen him dance before?
I haven't. Perhaps you can paint me. I'll close my eyes, and listeners, you know, at home, in the car, whatever, close your eyes as well, and we're going to have a mental picture painted for us.
Ready? I don't think that's a good idea, no.
Okay, on the count of three, close your eyes wherever you are. One, two, three. Okay.
Okay, so think about, like, a teen movie, and mm-hmm. think about someone dancing awkwardly.
Yep, it's there. Yeah, it's me.
Okay.
It's me dancing
awkwardly. Like, imagine that, only someone is utterly confident in what they're doing.
Oh, no.
And has this serious look on their face.
Oh, dear.
Like, they know this is their jam.
Oh, well, you know what? Good for them for living, you know?
Exactly.
Owning how bad they are at dancing.
Exactly.
Maybe not knowing. That's fine.
At that point, does it really matter? Does it turn into good dancing at that point? I argue yes.
I think most of dancing is just confidence. Should I open my eyes now?
If you want to.
Right. People at home, drivers on the street. I don't know. If you're like mid-surgery, I don't care. Open your eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Open them.
If you're on the road, I hope they weren't closed in the first place.
Yeah. Speaking of on the road, do I have PSA for you?
Oh, yeah. Let's
Buckle
go for
up,
it.
Baby. Get it? Because it's about roses. And here we go. Roads.
It's about roads and roses. Okay.
This message is for... Sorry, let me start again. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Wow, that's actually good. You know, I heard actually, I remember one of my friends, her sister would actually try to take selfies in her car.
Oh, no.
But, like, driving.
Yeah, because the Snapchat had, like, the speed filter, right? You know?
I think it was even predating Snapchat.
Really?
But before Snapchat became, like, large. I don't know when it really came out. I still don't have one.
Wow. And this person is still on the roads, huh?
Allegedly.
Ooh, there should be pissed about this person. Like, hey, you know, if you're on the roads, watch out for Maria the Menace. Maria?
No, I feel like... On the off chance she's listening, I'm not going to reveal her name.
It's Maria.
It's not Maria.
Okay.
Her name. No, only... The Marias I know I don't think would do it, but
That's
I
nice.
Might be sorely disappointed.
All right, now Marias are in the clear.
Marias are in the clear. All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've just cleared the name of all the Marias.
It's good. Good job. Marissa, however, Marissa the Menace on the roads. Mm-mm. So... we'll get back to you on that, dear listeners. If you know anyone on the roads who shouldn't be, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Not sure what we can do about these things, but...
I just getting the information out there, keeping people safe. That's what we're here for, right?
Is that what we're here for?
That's what the Small Cactus Radio is all about.
It's Small Cactus Radio Hour.
I've hijacked your show. This is what we're doing now. Oops.
Nope. Not curation of music from vaporwave to indie rock.
Nope. Keeping people safe on the streets.
On the streets.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate that, I guess.
Okay. Wow, this has been easy.
This isn't... your coup won't work, but I'll let you think it will.
Okay. I'm happy thinking that I'm pretty cool.
There you go. Awesome. And with that, we're going to get some more music up in here. Be great. second. There we go. All right. And so the first song was, I actually forgot to name that we did Courtney Barnett's new single, Nameless Faceless.
Pretty good.
Very good. I feel like we named that. That was the one I thought I know you would have heard of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Because he told me about it.
You said you were a Courtney Barnett fan earlier, though.
But you told me about the new single.
It's pretty darn good. I'm really excited. The new album coming out is going to be called Tell Me How You Really Feel.
And I'm excited to find out how the person really feels.
Yeah.
Whoever they may be.
Yeah. Probably. Who is? Yeah. Who would it be?
Well, I don't know, but I hope it's not Kurt Vile, enemy of me personally. There's a story to that that I can't actually tell you on air. But
oh,
if you're
no.
curious, feel free to call in. At 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636, and we can talk about it off there.
Watch this be like one of the first calls ever this semester, just being like, hey, I want to figure out your beef with Kurt Vile.
Boy, do I have a story for you. So just, you know, start slamming those digits, yo.
Slamming those digits.
Mm-hmm. That means dialing. For anyone who's above the age of 13. It's a new thing.
Are you 12?
The kids. No, I mean, I'm just hip with the kids.
Okay. I'm not very hip with the kids.
I hang out with them a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you get the time to hang out with the
with
kids
children?
These days?
No, I mean, I just go. Yeah, I go to the park, I go to the school, go to the church. Sometimes they're at church. I just strike up a conversation. They teach me all their cool new kid slang. TM.
They
trademarked it. The children.
The children?
Yeah. So
how does that even work? Can children, like, trademark?
I mean, I think to trademark something, you literally just have to put TM next to it and do that consistently.
And no one questions it. They're just like, oh, hey.
I literally think that's all you have to do.
I feel like that's not right. I feel like you can't just put a TM on something.
Well, you know, if you know, feel free to call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And explain just the trademark laws. And honestly, I think you got to put it on the first time. You have to put it on consistently. And if no one sees it and says, hey, hold on a second. I'm pretty sure it's my trademark. They can talk to you about that and or take you to court. That is my understanding based on hearsay.
Okay.
Based on word on the street, the kids told me.
Oh, the kids, yeah. Though. You feel like the kids might be pulling your leg?
No, if there's one thing that kids aren't, it's deceptive.
Never.
That's what I've learned.
They never tell a lie.
No, I mean, they're angels, honestly. They're perfect.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they have cool new kid slang that I get to be a part of, which feels kind of, I'm 20 now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been on this earth for like about 3 more years than I originally thought I would. Yeah.
Well,
which that ties into the whole Kurt Vile story. But once again, I can't tell that on air. They won't let me. So call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Yeah, someone's got to throw us a bone here. We're really pulling out the digits these days. We got to, you know, need to get some numbers in
slam
here.
Slam those digits, yo.
Slam those digits.
As any preteens would say, really.
In the meantime, we're going to play some music. It's going to be the compulsory metric of the week. And hope you guys enjoy it. Definitely call in.
Drop off, let me tell you my last thought. Drifting to
there we go. Anyway, oh yeah, let's get you on there.
I'm back,
there
baby.
You're back? Very good. Okay, let's see, I'm actually getting this set up. I took a little detour in regard to music so that I could get... Oh, you know, I think I'll start this one off. Perfect. Okay, there we go. So, first song was the obligatory metric of the week. As you may or may not know, DJ Pending, I play one metric song per week on the Small Cactus Radio Hour.
I did not know. Wow.
Well, this one this time was Satellite Mind from the album Fantasies.
Okay.
Third album. I heard that their Metrics LA recordings have been finished.
Oh, boy.
So a new album should be coming out soon, and I'm quite excited.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. Wait, do you listen to Metric at all?
No. But now that I know that their new album's coming out, I'm ready to go.
Let's go. Yes. You know the Small Cactus Radio Hour is going to be there for it.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Sweet.
Anyway, next then was Cut Copy with That Was Just a Dream from the album Bright Like Neon Love.
Woohoo.
Ooh. It's an Australian electric. You know, I think they're still making music. I think their last album was like 2016, I think. Oh, I might be confusing with Miami Horror, though, which they get confused in my head a lot.
We'll let you know. We probably won't, actually, but yeah. You can find it. You got Google. Look, if listeners, you know, at home, in the car, whatever, pull out your phone and start type, slam those letters, yo.
Yeah.
I'll have to check with my teen friends on that one, but I think my preteen friends.
Okay.
But I think that's what they say.
Okay, very good.
Hit up that Google, dog, and tell us. In fact, call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And let us know the answer to the question that I've already forgotten.
Yes. And I like your approach. I feel like if we say that the number enough, someone's going to come in. Someone's going to call in.
That's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Yes. Tufts Freeform Radio. We don't bite. We can't bite you through the microphone, as far as we understand. You're going to try?
We can try. I might try.
Don't try. We can't scare people off already.
Oh.
We're asking. We're begging.
Okay. I won't bite.
Listeners, you can't see this, but I just saw a finger cross.
They're not crossed.
That's a pretty... Those are pretty crossed fingers.
Well, they're...
Mm-mm. Okay. Guess. Just. Well, I'm crossing mine too now.
Okay. So don't trust us, I guess, is the takeaway from the show.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
We could be doing anything at this station and you can't see it.
Right.
Okay.
Very true. Well, we aren't going to probably do much.
No, we're just going to sit here and play music.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to decide.
We're pretty boring. But it's fun. It's fun boring, you know? Well, DJ Tolstoy decides, I'll just kind of ramble on a bit.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, that was quick. That was good.
You got it. Love the stalling, though.
You're welcome.
Hope you enjoy this song. It was... I actually might not play it this time. That might be preview for next time.
I have taken up too much time with my words yet again.
No, it's totally cool. I always have a little bit of extra just in case I get indecisive as well. But I hope you enjoyed this, the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This was DJ Tolstoy and...
This is DJ Pending.
And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the first hour you're listening to on Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday.
You need like an air horn. The kids like that. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
No callers. I'm very disappointed in all of you.
Yes. Well, they have 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Oh, please don't call.
Call. Are we call.
Allowed,
call.
Are we allowed to say please don't call?
I mean, that's not like they're going to. They can or cannot respect our